Chapter 13. A Beautiful New Angel. Audrey only made two or three more movies, and they were not very good. She made them for the money. When she became older, she wanted to do something more important with her life. She remembered her early years, at the end of the war, when she was poor and hungry. Now she wanted to help poor and hungry children, too. She started to work for the United Nations. With her new friend, Robert Walders, she visited the poorest and most dangerous countries in the world. The world-famous actress in Givenchy clothes now worked with hungry children in Africa. She stayed in small towns with no water and visited sick children in dirty old hospitals. When she was at home, she talked on television about her work. She had a small part in one more movie. She was an angel in Steven Spielberg's Always. Audrey's last words in the movie are, "Do things for others." In 1992, she traveled to Africa for the last time. When she came back, she was very sick. She got better for a short time, and her old friends Elizabeth Taylor and Gregory Peck visited her. But then she became very sick again, and the doctors could not help her. She left hospital and went back to her house in Switzerland. She wanted to see the snow on the mountains again before she died. There were white flowers everywhere inside the house. Her friend Givenchy sent them from Paris. Audrey had one last quiet Christmas with her family. Before they carried her upstairs to bed, she looked at everybody. "This was the best Christmas of my life," she said. On January 20th, 1993, Audrey Hepburn died. She was 64. Mel Ferrer and Andrea Dotti came to the church near her house and said goodbye. Elizabeth Taylor said, "God has a beautiful new angel now." The ground outside the church was white with snow and flowers.